dogs.
Yo, dog. It's like,
Uncle Joey.
who has technical know-how and is willing to bend the rules for how you say cash in hand?
Some quid, yeah.
Or some quid.
Well, don't worry, I know a little secret trick that they don't tell you about in cable man school. You put on your hazards and you park on the footpath. Pretty sure that was a Gavin Carvey story about his boss just being like, don't worry, I know an old wizard's trick.
It is, yeah, it's my boss role feeding. And if that was the worst thing they were doing in that organization.
Yeah, but avoiding paying for things is not what they were known for. Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I have to say, as just a bit, as a bit and part, like, occasional contract work person for them, they were fucking such a pain in the arse to get the piddly bits of money that they owed me out of. Like, they didn't pay very much for the type of thing I was doing anyway. And it was like, hey, it's an invoice for 40 fucking quid. You have that in your pocket. Just give it to me.
They probably assumed that you were missing a few zeros and were like, we'll wait till he sent the proper invoice just for a
yeah, because
we
want
to be seen to be
half a million. Half a million. If RTE owes you half a million, whatever. What's that thing about owing the bank money and them having a problem or
yeah,
something?
If you ask the bank for a lend of 300 quid, they'll give you the nth degree. But if you ask them for 300 million quid, they'll hand it right over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, when you owe the bank 10,000, it's your problem. When you owe them 10 million, it's their problem.
It's their problem. It's a socialized problem at that point. Yeah.
There's a great actual documentary, not one of those things we often call documentaries, about a man who applied they'll give you a loan for loads of money, but not for a little money, and made up that he was some sort of like plant hire, like a tractor salesman, but big time tractor salesman from Texas, and he took out a loan big enough to buy the New York Rangers, and his calculation was that he could actually service the debt with the monthly revenue from the team, and that was true. So all he needed to do was keep the bank busy for 1 month, and then he would have been able to use the money from the team to pay off the bank, and he would have got a free sports team.
Now, hang on, Jack, sorry, before you finish the story, and I'm sure it's good, were banks really, to buy the New York Rangers, the bank really handing out your loans of $500? Thinking there's an island to spend, you know.
Yeah. And it was all going well. He just faked up his documents and they gave him the money. And his plan to hold them off was going well. That he said that a lot of his money was tied up in like Northern Ireland, and the IRA had kidnapped someone with a bag of money. Like every trick in the book, this guy pulled.
He even pulled the full DeLorean. Holy crow!
He pulled the full DeLorean money go missing trick.
Yeah.
And he would have gotten away with it too if he didn't spend so much of the revenue from the first month on cocaine and hookers.
Fuck, but man, when you think you're close, you got to start celebrating early.
Yeah, and now he's, you know, he's probably pretty much through his 20-year jail sentence.
It's hard. It is so hard for a man with the balls to try and pull something like that off to not constantly empty them on hookers.
Yeah.
Every time one of these like fraud guys gets caught, well, like sometimes it's quite instantaneous. But I think your man was really onto something, is that if you get over the first hump, you're Bernie Madoff. And like they probably would never catch you but for some once in a generation financial collapse. Like there's a lot more of it than we'd like to admit.
This guy's thing was actually sustainable. He was like, yeah, this will work long term. Bernie Madoff, at some point, somebody was going to want their money.
Well, like, it's obviously sustainable. The fucking Glazers did it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Vince McMahon bought the WWE. He his dad, like, sold him his father's part for a pretty good deal, but he did pay him for it. And the other partners he bought out using, future profits of the company. So it was, and so within like a year, he paid, it's allowed. Why wouldn't you do it? But it feels.
But also, how dumb do you have to be like, I'll buy this from you. And what do you get? The future profits of the thing you already own. Like, come on, guys.
It turns it into a lifestyle business. You know, it's like, do I want to actually do? You do get to retire on that. Like, you do then have to not do any work to get that money.
Yeah, which is very appealing to me. I'm not doing any work right now, you know, and I've got a job.
Yeah. Says the man enjoying, he takes a victory sip from a straw. He's so
classy. It's a mint julep. He's having it on his porch.
Well, I am having it on my porch.
One of those men that Vince convinced to do that was called Gorilla Monsoon. So you might imagine that a man whose name is Gorilla Monsoon might be easier to trick into something like that than, say, for example, Steve Jobs. Who is sharing a Facebook status with me for however? It's my father. Yeah, I bet it's, you know what I bet? It's a joke about Donald Trump not telling the truth.
That's probably like 90% chance that's what it is. Except for that one week where it was Alec Baldwin shooting people.
Oh man, did Alec Baldwin shoot people? I thought there was going to be a resurgence of those when his trial collapsed. But I think people at that point realized the power of Big Baldwin and they were like, I'm not sending anymore.
Yeah. I'm not messing with a Kennedy here. This is a Baldwin.
It's a fucking Baldwin. He shoots back. This Kennedy shoots back would have been a fucking great RFK Jr. T-shirt that he hasn't. I guess it would be tasteless in that family, but that family doesn't have much taste.
No.
Like, what are they like? I don't think that loses anything they have.
Well. Yeah. As a living Kennedy, you've done something wrong. Like, who? The worst one was the only one get to die of old age. Yeah, Ted. Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Yeah, Ted is your name. Man, it's not the woman who started the Special Olympics. God, we slaughtered the Special Olympics.
Speaking of, has everyone been enjoying the Olympics?
Extremely.
Yeah,
it is great to be Jamaica. You know, it's great to be good at the Olympics for once.
We are really high up the per capita medals table.
We're not quite on top. I thought we'd definitely be on top, but there's little island nations with a gold. Like St. Lucia has like 100,000 people living in it, and they have medals. So
yeah, Dominica, I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm sure, has 70,000 people on one gold medal. So those two are unbeatable.
Yeah.
Well, not by the people of Cork, who are insisting that they're in fact a separate nation and that they're
in fairness to Cork, 1 in 750 people from Skibbereen is at the Olympics.
That's true.
I think that like the state, like the nation of Armagh, probably doing pretty good numbers as well.
Yeah.
Daniel Whiffen, what a dork.
big doofus energy. How could someone be such a jock and such a nerd at the same time?
That would seem unusual until you've met a bunch of swimmers. That's what they're like. And they said, there's no way you can make a sport with entirely white people. But what if we did? What's my name? Oh, that's right, Daniel Whiffen, Olympic champion. Don't worry about it. That's right. And he's giving now as he comes out a big W there for, I think, world record or Whiffen or
water. I don't know.
Could be water. He's not being clear. At least with the bloods, it's spelled it out. You know.
I've been really enjoying. Obviously, like, what is the Olympics for? Sure, it's to see who's got the most money to spend on athletics, but it's also for crazy ass sports you forgot existed or never knew existed that you care deeply about for 45 minutes and then won't think about again for 4 years.
I know. What the fuck is tennis? Like,
I also believe that any sport that the Olympics is not your biggest thing shouldn't be in the Olympics. So
I
like tennis,
fully agree. Tennis should be in the bin.
Tennis, golf, football in the bin.
Yeah. Basketball bin.
Basketball, but I think maybe basketball because international basketball, it is its biggest thing.
Right, yeah. Like it's the biggest time, it's the only chance Brazil will get.
But like, then why don't we then put the final countdown 100 meters into the Olympics then, given that for us it would be the highest we would achieve? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, international basketball needs to up its fucking game.
I would that you know what? I think basketball should set its sights on being too good for the Olympics, or too big for the Olympics on its own. But that's not the world we live in today.
I mean, they mercifully took baseball out of it.
Baseball was in it, Jesus.
Baseball was in it, yeah. And there's arguably like a bigger argument for baseball in the Olympics than there is for basketball, purely from the perspective that for the teams that are not American, it's very likely that are competitive in it. It is their biggest sport by far. Yeah. So like Dominican Republic, it's the biggest sport. Cuba.
Yeah.
Japan has probably now been eclipsed by soccer, but very recently and not overwhelmingly so. Whereas with basketball, it's like, yeah, okay, I do feel a little bit for the Brazilian basketball team or whatever, but it's not like Brazil doesn't have something else going on.
Yeah. Brazil had
sexy butt dancing.
Brazil had 3 of the 8 competitors in the men's skate park final today. America only had 2. Now, I mean,
what a friend of mine has pointed out who's into skateboarding is that it seems like every continent seems to get some sort of representation, but skateboarding as a whole isn't huge in the continent of Africa. So there has been a Moroccan girl and an Algerian guy who seem to be learning how to do it as they go along.
But also, there's 2 guys in their 50s.
Those are the cool ones. How do you do, fellow skateboarders?
Yeah.
You've got to think that the like most interesting skateboarders are not passing the in-competition drug test.
I'm sure that they have done that. That is an intelligence test, no doubt.
Oh no, it definitely is. In fact, if you only take, and you can thank, oddly enough, Nick Diaz and Nate Diaz for this change. Mm. If you take the guess what they like.
they love weed. In my one in-person conversation with those men, I would say a hilarious amount of it was about the weed they were trying to get.
that scans with what I understand from the Diaz brothers. So the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and that oddly wields an awful lot amount of power over what all the other athletic commissions in America are going to allow, which in turn has an outsized effect on what things like WADA, VADA, USADA.
The global doping agencies.
Yeah. With you. So they had to just, like, Nick and Nate were not going to pass a weed test ever. Like, even if they came off it, like, there was just too much in their system. So they kept upping the amount of milligrams per liter of blood or whatever. To the point that now I have it on reasonably good authority that if you fail, because it's a drug of abuse, so it's only in competition, and the thresholds are so high that if you fail it, you are stoned the test.
You are Wu-Tang.
You're fucking baked going into the race if you're failing it. Like that's how high they are.
Oh, that's good.
And I bet you there's some skateboarders who'd fail it.
I'm sure Sha'Carri Richardson definitely had a... Yeah, yeah.
Celebrate their amazing trick with a just fat rip of a sick green blunt.
you know, Bookie, if you delay that sick blunt for even 45 seconds, you'll clear that drug test and you'll be fine. Yeah, impossible. I don't know, his name might not be Bucky. Just seems like the type of person who couldn't wait 45 seconds to take a rip off a bong would be called Bucky or Lucky or Chucky or something like that.
Something like that.
Let's go around the room and talk about weird sports that we've enjoyed. I will put forward sports that I didn't know existed, many of which are water-based. Kayak cross.
Oh, I hear you know that water sports exist.
Yeah, I heard that's not news to you at all.
Yeah, my favorite Olympic sport is Cleveland Steamers.
That shouldn't be a water sport if done correctly.
Yeah, the diet, the competition diet's been all over the place. Yeah. Kayak cross really has stuck in my head.
Yeah, that seems random. As it's, in, like, so it seems like they're rolling the dice.
Yeah. So
I've seen canoe slalom. So kayak cross is not that.
It's not that. So canoe slalom is when you go down the water and you have to go like through the gates, and it's a technical one person going down. It's a time trial with penalties for touching the gates. What kayak cross is it's that mixed with motocross.
Multi-ball.
Yeah, it's that mixed with motocross. Where what if we did something similar, but instead of it being like gates that you have to get through, it's kind of fun obstacles that you have to go around or under, and there's four people trying to do it at the same time, and the rules are unclear about how much you can hit the other person with your oar.
Yeah, very unclear. Seemed a pretty cool sport it is.
Seemed pretty clear to me when I was watching it that the rules were you fucking could hit them with your oar.
Yeah, but you can also hit them with the boat itself.
Oh, yeah, that's just...
So that one has really... I only saw a little bit of it because this was before I made the pro move of just getting Discovery Plus so you can watch Eurosport. So you can watch the full uninterrupted ad-free stream of every single event in the entire competition.
It's the only way to fly when it comes to the
I've been multi-screening all week.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
I would say the sport, I knew it existed, but I didn't give it the time of day until this Olympics. And I knew we were going to talk about it, but it's dressage. I was watching it and being like, this is silly, it's horse dancing. But then one horse just did an amazing fucking dance to Sweet Dreams Are Made of These, and I'm actually turned around on it.
Wow. So it took the Tony Hawk of dressage to make
like,
you a fan.
Nothing like a horse slowly cantering well. Din 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 din. Like, it fucking slaps, man. That horse could dance.
That's kind of a badass song to make a horse dance to as well. It's not like a classical jam, you know. It's like it's kind of cool.
Boom! 360 Christair into a manual combo trick. Now that I think of it, I think we were just playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 with the moon physics on.
Moon physics is great. Tony Hawk obviously featured heavily in the skateboarding.
He seems like someone for whom, even of the old school skaters, he would have liked like Olympic skating.
Yeah.
Like many of them, I don't think would have, I think it would have taken, they wouldn't have taken to it. They just would have annoyed them, and a lot of what made them then was not.
Yeah, Sam Margera isn't going for a podium.
Absolutely not.
He'll go wherever the fuck he wants, clearly.
Except to the set of Jackass Forever.
Yeah. He obviously didn't want the fuck to go there, Gavin, or he would have gone the fuck there. Because he goes wherever the fuck he wants. All right. Your Honor, I direct your attention to Exhibit A, Weevil the Bear. Now, watch Phil's flab jiggle back and to the left.
Yeah.
To the left.
Has anyone else had any other fun, crazy sports?
Speed bouldering?
Yeah.
Speed bouldering? What's that? Bouldering like climbing.
Yeah. Bouldering like climbing.
No, it's like Indiana Jones.
It takes about 4 seconds and it's fucking insane.
No, it's that scene from Indiana Jones, but the boulder has a rocket on it. the speed climbing is one of those things that it all kind of looks the same to me unless someone falls down, and then I'm like, wow, that is ages. That is really high to go in 5.8 seconds.
Yeah.
That is part of what makes so many of, because it's the one thing that you really notice is that it's, even when it's your country and you're more invested than you would be otherwise, it's like, it's such a fleeting give a fuck.
Yeah.
And part of it is because you don't follow the sport the rest of the time. And while I watched Reese McClanahan on the pommel horse and went, that's very good, I had no way of knowing, was it any more gooder than the rest of the pommel horses?
It was longer.
Yeah, that's true.
That was it. It was longer, and I was like, longer is better in pommel horse because being up there itself is difficult.
Yeah,
I could see why that would be difficult. I certainly couldn't do it. I mean, if you had to climb up and ride it and go,
I could certainly do that. I could show that pommel horse a good time.
If it was hen night rules, I think I could manage the pommel horse pretty well. I'm going to stick my L plates on.
I feel that way about boxing as well. Like, I understand, like, you have to hit the person, but then at the end of every round, it's like 4-1, Kelly Harrington. Yeah. I'm like, cool. How?
And it doesn't help.
I was watching
help.
The final last night with someone who was a boxer, like the Olympic style, and was able to say, like, yes, you can kind of tell when it's a clean hit after you've watched more than two fights in 4 years.
Right, yeah.
Well, what doesn't help with trying to even keep up with it, first of all, yeah, and that it's different, is there's different criteria to scoring, not only than professional boxing, which you may very well have watched a fight or two in the last 4 years, but it's even different to, like, the amateur boxing that I used to watch as a child.
Yeah.
And they're corrupt. So even if you're trying to learn by what the judges are doing, you can't really trust it.
It's all
a lie.
There was a while there where it was just a lot of Russian and, like, in the Russian sphere of influence winning.
Yeah.
Because they used to have a very Byzantine scoring thing where...
It had the score it had a scoreboard in the corner. So they were like, they'd score the hits live so you could see what was happening and be like, oh, okay, that one must have counted.
Yeah, exactly. And the way they did it was they had, a judge on each corner, and two of them had to register. I think either two or three had to register that hit within milliseconds of each other. And that's what counted it. Mm. And they changed that because it was too obvious in the middle of the fight when they were fucking around. That's the only reason.
They're like,
what they needed was less transparency.
Yeah.
What if we were to obfuscate our decision-making another level?
Nearly rather at this point, because, like, I find it similar, and it's not as frequently poorly judged, but when MMA is badly judged, it's like, why are you making them hand in scorecards? What? Because they used to. The very early days of MMA scoring was you just held up a bit of a card with who you thought won at the end. And that was the
which
only
is
one.
As honest as anything.
Why not just do that?
We need you to lie sooner.
Yeah. We need you to make it up sort of. Because then, you can see it, like, again, I don't know enough about boxing or really enough about MMA, but I watch more of it, where you can sort of see that some judges are like, they can't fudge the card after the fact because you hand in your card at the end of each round. But they're sort of like pre-fudging it.
They're kind of hedging. Yeah.
Cause so you will often, you'll see around and it'll be like, what? And it often won't matter because, especially in a five-round fight, it won't have mattered because it'll have been so obvious in all the other rounds. But you know what's like, how did you give that first round to that? I mean, that he nearly died. What are you doing there?
Bit of pre-fudging. I was trying to figure out, because again, like, the rules, at least they explain at the beginning of the event, like, scoring is determined by, you know, striking, grappling, octagon control. Like, it gives you a couple of, like, loose, admittedly subjective criteria, but it's like, these are the things that matter. And I was like, does, like, aggression or, like, ring control or anything else matter? He's like, no, it's just supposed to be the number of clean hits.
Oh, yeah, it can be very deceptive if you're watching somebody get completely walked down and physically dominated. I don't even think they don't even differentiate as to whether it's, like, hard.
No, like, no, I don't think, no.
Which is fine if that's what this, but that would be one thing, and that's one thing in, like, point sports. Like, I don't think this is true of the version of Taekwondo that Jack Woolley was competing in, although I'm not sure. But, like, you're not supposed to knock
in front of me right now.
Is that you're not supposed to knock the opponent out. In fact, if you do, you lose. So that sort of makes sense in a sport where you're not trying to knock the guy out, but you can still win by not getting amateur boxing. It almost never happens.
Yeah.
Particularly at the lighter weights, but you can. So you are trying to hit them harder, but you don't seem to get scored any better for it.
Yeah.
I think that's the bit where they all just kind of admit that it's way more subjective. And they're like, but if someone gets battered, we'll just call it a 10-9 rounder, you know, like.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I did watch was the beach volleyball. I'll tell you. Oh. Probably my favorite class was probably lunch, I'd say, probably. I was watching the bloody beach volleyball. PE is my favorite fucking subject at school, I'd say, probably. Yeah. Well, I tell you, once you've cracked one out, it's so, like, there's a reason why they're...
Those,
like,
men can really play volleyball. Like...
Fuck up. Fucking son of a bitch. No!
Yeah.
No! Oh, I wasn't masturbating watching the beach, but anyone doing that as well, it's like, I have porn if I want to watch porn.
Yeah.
Jerk off to beach volleyball. But I can see why they're half naked, because it's so boring. And the crowd, they have a DJ there at the live thing, like, G-ing up the crowd, so they know it's fucking so boring. It's not boring at the first couple of points, but there's a lot of points, and they're all the fucking same.
Yeah, it's a lot of really, really similar stuff. And
here's the thing,
here's what you realize. If you want butts, it's not even the event for you.
Oh, what are you saying is the butt event?
I'm saying, like, the jumping events in the athletics. Like, I'm talking
a lot,
like,
of butt in that.
Lot of butts. I'm thinking the pole vault, some of the best athletes, male and female, best looking at athletes, male and female in the sport.
That'll keep you out of trouble. Say male and female. You'll be fine.
Absolutely. I'm looking at every butt money can buy, man.
I'm a butt guy. I'm not a man or a woman butt guy. I'm a butt guy.
I'm a butt guy. Yeah. To use Matt's term, he's like, I'm a sex guy. That's different from being a misogynist.
It's true.
Like there are other sports with great butts.
So, and you have to tell the truth.
I like big butts. And here's the second fact about me, Manus. I cannot lie.
In terms of sculpted statuesque, like, and truly in the meaning of the word, like belonging on a Greek statue. Yeah, athletics is where the butts are at.
Yeah.
But swimming for the dude bods, it's swimming.
Yeah, I'd say, the big wings, the big, like, lats. Yeah. If that's what you're into, swimming's the only game in town. Yeah. But yeah, Manus, I'm with you. Athletics is just like wall to wall hotties, wall to wall.
Oh, dynamite 10 out of 10.
Touches, you know?
Yeah. It's also just the Olympics in general. It's just really nice to see beautiful people achieve their dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fail at their dreams as well. Because, and also, like, and I love every single time an Irish athlete, like, doesn't make it out of the heat or loses the last 60 or whatever. It's like, it's an honor just to be in the Olympics. It's like, you're damn right it is. And you know what? Yeah. I hope they're fucking till the cows come home in there. You know?
The couple of stories that have come out of the Olympic Village of people whose events are finished being too raucous and partying too hard, getting kicked out of the Olympic Village.
See, this is my problem with the Olympics in general, is that, like, it's trying to fucking control the these people are animals. I mean it the best possible fucking way. And they're caged for a fucking long time going up to these things. And you gotta just let them go, man. You gotta just let them fucking go.
And here's the thing, like, what? Yeah, I agree with you, Manus, but we also do need to see all the sports. Like, I've enjoyed it too much for them to just be like letting a rip from day dot of the Olympics, which is why I think we should have 2 weeks of Olympics and then 2 weeks after the Olympics where we do sort of a Big Brother terrace house style reality show of them just getting fucking wild.
I'm with you, pal. You lost me in the first half, but somehow you went out to the pub, you pulled me back by my ear, and brought me back in for the second half, Gavin. Yes! You remember the Villa? Was that what you were just referencing? Remember the Villa?
The Villa, but I assume it's similar to Terrace House, except not Japanese, therefore better.
Yeah, it was just like lads on tour with girls on tour in a villa. That's all it was.
So Love Island without the kicking people out of them.
What the fucking bollocks, you know what I mean? Without people expecting that it's actually going to lead to something afterwards. You know, just fucking go on there, be hot, and fuck each other. Come on. And I want you to be fucking drunk, not because I want there to be consent issues, but because I want you to make informed but bad choices. You know, you've all done it. you weren't beyond giving consent, but you shouldn't have did it. We've all done it. And you know when you wake up, it's like, bollocks, and I've no one to blame but me.
Extra fucking Bacardi freezer and all this testosterone. That really fucking...
I see why they call it Blue Wicked.
Okay, they don't call it Blue Behave Yourself, I'll tell you that much. And in my case, they called it Blue Everyone. I'd say probably. they should. You're absolutely correct. Do that and let them go fucking wild. Let these... I've got to say, it's got to be a bit of a down, because if you're the guy for whom it's like, hey, it's an honor to be there, that's cool, and you're the man everywhere else, but you're in the one place where you're a fucking loser in the Olympics. Sorry. Like, you're not a loser anywhere fucking else, but you're in the Olympic Village, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, you better get that you better get those five rings tattoos extra big for when you get home.
Yeah.
I have one pal, she is someone my brother used to swim with, who competed at the Olympics, and like bumped into her years later. It was actually the night, it was bumped into her, I don't know why this is such a clear memory. Remember the day we ran that 10K, Manus?
I certainly do.
And we were both really hungover and didn't tell each other until after.
Yeah.
Bumped into like a bunch of that gang, and it was just real weird being like, that person has a legit Olympic rings tattoo. That's so cool.
I've checked. You can just get one.
You can just get one of those, yeah.
That's what I think. I was like, I could have been really good at shooting, you know?
You don't know, yeah.
I don't like...
Part of the thing is, this is like putting a sold out barrel on your...
Yeah, she's still walking around with like the shoulders and the lats of a swimmer. Like, she looks like an athlete.
You can't claim you're any of the good sports, but you can fucking, yeah, be a shooter or something.
People would hear...
You're probably too trim for a shooter. They're all... They take advantage of the fact that they don't have to be, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm in the fucking shooting. What do you want from me?
I'm willing to put on weight for this guy."
You know what? You got the Olympics. None of us have the bods of Olympians. Why not go all fucking out about it? Just be like, "Oh, what's your Olympic sport? Decathlon. Yeah, fucking all of them, mate. That's my Olympic sport.
I do them all." and then that way they can't tie you down to one.
Yeah.
Someone sees you fucking being bad at throwing something, you can be like, yeah, well, really, my fucking race wasn't...
Yeah, well, I made it up to 1500, like, obviously, yeah. Duh. Yeah. Do you know what I haven't seen any of? Or maybe it's just the time or something. Where's the weightlifting at?
I think it's not on yet.
That's why it's called the weightlifting. It's always at the end of the Olympics.
Ah, you have to wait for the lifting. Yeah.
No, it's a good point. I haven't seen any weightlifting, and it is one of those ones that it's like, yeah, 4 years is about long enough to where I'll watch that again.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
It's live right now.
Oh, boy.
It's live right now, apparently.
It's something I have no fucking chance in.
Yeah.
It's one of the...
I only care about the biggest lads as well. I want to see some people really shorten their lives to lift a heavy thing.
Guys, I couldn't recommend the Eurosport subscription more. Like, RTE and BBC are showing predominantly, like, you know, your mainstream sports, a lot of athletics, a lot of gymnastics, a lot of swimming, and then the national bits. And then, like, a weird amount of fucking hockey or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the problem with hockey, is it's fucking on. When it's on, it's fucking on.
Now, I will say the one thing I will give RTE infinite credit for is the man doing the commentary on the basketball, particularly for the...
Fucking Timmy McCarthy, man.
Timmy McCarthy.
Box
from
office.
Down.
Inside, outside there. Boom, shakalaka. Yeah. It's very in to be either into him or not into him. So I'm just not going to speak on it because I don't want to be too mainstream. Well, you can see how people arrive at either position, because he's...
I actually do not respect the position that is not this guy is magic on the mic.
Yeah. He should be commentating everything.
Tell me you've only watched basketball once in 4 years. Right? Tell me it gets fucking old so quick.
Yeah, but I don't need him to do more. I like, because again, the main basketball, I'm like, yeah, fine, whatever. And then I see that 3-on-3 half court basketball is a thing, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely, yeah. This
doesn't need...
Yeah,
to be
more
changed.
Of that, please. Rugby sevens.
I'm glad you
basketball.
Think that there should be more of that, but I don't. I never thought when I was watching basketball, there's too many people on the court there.
No, but you did think maybe this game is too long, and I want to see an entire thing quickly and lots of slam dunks. If I'm not going to watch it again for another 4 years, give me all the Duncan you got. Like,
I want lots of slam dunks. I'll watch the WNBA. Thank you very much. It's okay to make fun of them now. They're a huge success. Oh, you had to sort of, you couldn't rib on the square there for a while when no one cared about them, but they're very popular now, so we can make fun of them again.
So yeah. Congratulations. You have opened yourself up to being teased.
Mainstream mean teasing. It's going to be good. I tell you, RTE are very big on the coverage in terms of, like, there is, I didn't realize it until someone pointed it out. He's like, every time they go back to the studio, you know, the event's still on. They're just the Irish Press is not on right now. But I did learn something today. I was watching Dermot O'Rourke. She told me, I didn't know this. You can't win an Olympic medal in the semi-final, but you can lose it. Never thought
about that. Whoa. Wow. I would say RTE punditry is... it's hot and cold because some of them just aren't media trained and are just so excited and have given me like more actual humanity than any pundit in the last 4 years. And then some of them have been on TV once or twice. I'm looking at you, Dermot O'Rourke. I'm looking at you, Rob Heffernan. And are just like cannot escape their dullness. Like the guy who was commentating, who was pundit for the swimming, had tears in his eyes. Totally unprofessional. Hook it to my veins, you know. Yeah,
give me it. Absolutely. It's like, I don't know, and you've probably felt it yourself. You certainly noticed other people doing it. There's a point after which you're not a brand new comic anymore.
Yeah.
You've sort of realized it's hard, and you're worse than you were when you were just going up and going, hey! because you're sort of learning little rules and stuff, and you're much more within yourself and you're way worse. And I think that's true of the people who've been on TV a bit. They've gone home, they've watched themselves with tears in their eyes or whatever, and they've gone, oh God, oh, I'm incoherent. But man, it's tough to watch a guy's third stand-up show. It's real.
Oh wow, he really thinks he's figured this whole thing out. This dude, hey fucking Chappelle. Oh man, he's playing with the form and he doesn't even understand it.
Exactly.
Oh, is that some anti-comedy I see? Oh Jesus! Oh,
what are you doing? What are you trying to get a wrong side of the mic? Yeah, the Olympics is great, and we don't have anyone in the weightlifting. I think probably not, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
It's going to be Eastern Europe is going to be heavy in that, and then I think China are pretty good at it.
I mean, they're all going to be heavy in it, but yes, that is true. That's
I'm currently watching the women's 49 kilo event. So
49 is not a lot of kilos.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
What sort of tin is she shifting?
Like 86.
Fuck, I couldn't do 86.
Yeah,
yes, you could.
Don't think I could. Overestimate me.
I don't know. I think you. Well, maybe you couldn't do it like tomorrow, but you could get there. Weightlifting oddly fits into one of those categories of the sports that it's not that the best guys and girls aren't there. It's that the real freaks are the non-tested. Fuck it. I'm pretty anti-PEDs. I don't know, man. The health choices are so bad for the really heavyweight lifters as it is that how much fucking worse is it to put them on the gas? I mean, don't fucking come back to me with much because I realize that's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, the answer is much worse. Yeah, I think the answer is much, much worse.
I realize
what their overburdened hearts need, performance-enhancing drugs.
Because it's not...
Those final 2 years down to a nice 6 months, you know?
Because it's not, as I'm sort of suggesting, the case that they will replace this massive mass cultivation with instead, and they'll just do the steroids. They won't. They'll do both. Of course they'll do both.
Yeah.
and there's such a linear relationship between the amount of steroids you take and the amount you lift. It's not even like... I just want to look a bit better or I want to fly under the radar. It's just all of them, please. And then I might win.
Yeah. I would like a gold medal around my neck as I have a heart attack, please.
Plenty of people have heart attacks without a gold medal, Gavin. Which would you rather?
Yeah,
fucking
like,
me.
That's looking pretty tempting.
Yeah. Well, but what did you ever achieve? And it's one of those. It's one of those ones where they always say at like 20 that if you, it's a standard enough question. It's like, give you a pill, take this, win the Olympics, perfect health, but you die when you're 40. And they pretty much all go, yeah, I take the pill. Yeah. And they sure don't look like they still think that when they're 40. They don't act like they still think
that when they're 40. Few do. Few do wish that they were dead at 41 when they're 41.
Because it does seem like 41 seems like certainly 50s does. 50s, you might as well, like someone, when you're 18, someone dying at 56 or 76, it's the same to you. It's like, what? Yeah. Okay. Boy, is it not the same.
Yeah.
And like the older you get, the more it's like, God, another 2 years would have been nice.
Yeah.
Or better still, same amount of time, but gosh, I could have done without that last 6 years on the Zimmer frame.
Yeah.
God bless them. So yeah, I don't necessarily want. You can look up Eddie Hall's big deadlift where they're like, he falls, like he's just eating everything he can eat and taking as many steroids as he can. And he's on oxygen right up until before the lift and immediately after.
Yeah.
And like, probably
coming out of his nose, eyes, ears, everything. He's,
But Eddie Hall is in a really entertaining side quests phase of life where he's like, what if we had Eddie Hall fight three really small people? Like, oh, I'm on TV.
I'm taking nothing. He thinks he should be free. He should be free to do that. And in fact, he's a good poster child, not for healthy at any size, but certainly for, you can be unhealthy at a lot of, with a lot of strength.
Yeah.
Oh, we never asked what's in Gavin's mint julep that he's been supping there.
It was a gin and tonic.
Oh, man.
We didn't have any beers in the fridge. And then I went to open up where the gin is, and there were beers there. And I'm like, well, if I'd fucking known that, but they weren't cold. So I decided, you know what? Gin and tonic time.
Yeah, fucking, why not?
It's a Wednesday. Tomorrow's the start of the weekend, you know?
Tomorrow is just, it's amazing how you can convince yourself into that as well. It's like, Thursday's the new Friday, because no matter what, you can get through Friday. And once you've done that, it's like, well, Wednesday, I mean, the back of the week.
I mean, Wednesday's basically Friday now. It's Thursday, Saturday,
And Monday's a recovery day, so you can have a gin and tonic on Monday. Gin and tonic is a lovely, if you can have two gin and tonics, it's fucking where it's at. The third one is where madness lies, and you can have a bad next day on because you can have a lot of gin and tonic. You can fit a lot of
it. It's delicious, and you can have it quite quickly.
You certainly can, and it's even nicer sometimes to do that. Just get that gin down you, feel your face redden, and your confidence grow. Start to vote for Fine Gael and only stop voting for them when Lucinda Creighton starts another party. That's what gin and tonics are about, gentlemen. That's what we're here for. Poor Lucinda. And yeah, I'm having a delicious Coca-Cola zero sugar, zero caffeine. Twice the fun.
Well, it's got none of that stuff in it. It's got so much more room for fun.
It's got, probably as well. Just like why not just fizzy water at this point? Actually, it's marginally nicer flavor than that, I guess.
I never get the zero caffeine Coke Zero. It's less prevalent, but I often feel like
it is less nice. I don't quite know why it's less nice.
Wait, there's varieties of Coke Zero. There's a caffeine Coke Zero and a caffeine free Coke Zero.
Yes, there is. I would have thought, and I guess that's why it's not just all caffeine free. I guess it is doing something because this isn't as nice. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's not as nice. I have it because I'm quite sensitive to caffeine at the moment. In fact, quite at the moment, I mean when I'm sober. So I can have this like at night and it doesn't
interfere. Right. Yeah. So
it's certainly a trade off worth making. But at that point, again, I'm not sure that fizzy water might not just be
better.
For a 7-Up, which I usually do, it's not a nice push. Yeah, I feel like living a little bit.
Like, does 7-Up not have caffeine?
I don't think so. It's certainly
Just Coke has the caffeine hit.
I would assume Pepsi has it too. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, colas probably. Yeah.
It's also entirely possible that it's not enough caffeine to really interfere, and it's just like a psychosomatic thing at this point where I think about it. Yeah. If you have a full sugar Coke, I'm sure the sugar is no help with sleeping.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And that really does seem like a daytime thing anyway, just as in like, fucking sit down, have a nice... I like to have a Diet Coke, you know, when I finish washing the windows in that office block that I work at.
Fucking deep cut.
And I'll tell you, there's nothing quite like getting there before the ripped guy and watching those women at their lunch break, just watching their fucking faces drop when it's me. It's like, ah, the fucking more realistic window guy's here. I don't have a score for this, but it's a 5 or a 10 or whatever. And Jack isn't drinking. He's a healthy little boy. He's a healthy little boy.
I don't have a score for gin and tonic. It's not the point of this fucking show.
Yeah. Oh, all right. That German company. All right, Schlenkerle or Marzen or whatever the fucking company's name was.
Oh, bunch of wankers, I think is what they were called. Certainly.
Yeah. It actually does translate to a bunch of wankers.
Bunch of vugan too. If you give us some free things, we'll be like,
that would be great. Yeah.
Insult them and then ask for the free shit. That's what we do. We're like the deep state, but we shoot you first and figure out if you would have done what we wanted later. I think that's how we operate.
We don't have many people on side.
Not a lot of people on side. It's tough. It's tougher and tougher to get these conspiracies going. It's because they won't. Yeah, they don't. We shot them. What are you going to do? Sometimes we miss. Sometimes we just get them by the ear. It's probably the best. Probably the best outcome you can get. Hey, we could have got you. We didn't.
But yeah. Don't do it again. And we're not going to tell you what it was.
But it's going to be tough for you to figure it out because you've done a lot of shit. Oh, God almighty, what are they talking about? How would I even begin to unpack what they don't want me to do again? Oh, what's wrong with you, kid? Yeah, tell me the stream was shallow.
Oh, maybe I'll stop saying racist shit. Oh, no, that's not it. They want me to keep doing that?
Yeah. Double down, you say? Alrighty. That's probably the episode. Unfortunately, the Olympics are going to be over next week, which is going to be sad for everyone.
It will be sad. Our lives will be emptier. But this, what's rare is a treat, you know? Like,
it's true.
Every 4 years, the joy comes into our lives, and it's just, you know, it's magnificent.
It's magnificent, and it will be replaced by the even rarer treat of Premier League football.
Oh, no.
Will the Giants of Manchester City finally overcome the people they've already overcome several years in a row?
Yeah.
We'll see. Which watch this face
will be top here?
can the plucky underdog...
Like, the Arab states don't have more representation in the Olympics. Like, surely they can buy a few medals.
They do buy in most of their track athletes. Like, they do import them. Like, it's not.
Oh, do they?
Well, it's not always obvious to like look at when you just look at the names. It's like, oh yeah, there's a guy from the UAE. But then you look at him, and it's like, is that a guy originally from UAE? And then you look at him, and he's like, former US collegiate track athlete. Yeah, But yeah, I don't know, because who would you... Yeah, you would think they'd be... Because there's loads of really poor countries with excellent track athletes. Yeah. You would think the Arab states would be able to entice them.
I think it just takes time, and they haven't felt the need to look outward until fairly recently.
And they're more into hosting it and displaying their wealth.
And that's only recent, you know? Like, I think it has to be... Yeah, you start there, and then you're like, oh, maybe we want some of our own people playing in this. Well,
probably for a pretty long time, if you're an emirate or whatever, somewhere off in the Middle East, you probably didn't want to advertise to the Western powers that you had stuff.
Yeah. You had to kind of build it up quietly and be like, guess what, we're a global power, rather than like, we're getting there, guys, you know.
It'd be like North Korea, like occasionally launching a hilariously failing intercontinental ballistic missile, where we can all go, ha ha ha, until they don't.
What in the inevitable, like, you know, Middle Eastern hosting of the Olympics that will happen in our lifetime. What if they actually do build this, the line, that one big long city, and the marathon is just a straight line,
straight run? Might be the only way anyone beats.
That would actually be the only cool thing to happen about the line, except for the train system where part of the city seems to move back and forth, which just seems fucking insane.
That's the end of this episode. I think it's one of the funnier ones if you cut out the bits that aren't funny. Good 10 minute episode for you.
There are a few good jokes in there.
The two or three jokes were better than average, and I would say there was a dramatically greater than average talk about the Olympics.
Yeah, compared to last week, it wasn't as huge a spike, but compared to any other week, it's
pretty good.
Yeah.
There was a spike a few years ago.
Those 2 weeks that led to this spike in talk about the Olympics.
I told you to sell your pumpkins before Halloween. If these trends continue. It really only leaves us one thing to cheers to, and that is the increasing likelihood that the Olympic fever will only continue to skyrocket.
Put your bets on the Olympics now.
Yeah, look, can't wait for this to continue deep into September.
Yeah,
I'm shorting the World Cup for about 2 years' time.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a little Warren Buffett over here, I think. I think.
Alright, fellas.
That's all the talking I'm gonna do this evening.
I'm gonna watch Rashida.
What's that? The runner, the person.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.